4. Case Company Family Participation. John D. Rockefeller once surmised that those who see work as pleasure work in heaven, but those who see work as duty work in hell. This observation is a testament to the importance of good working environment. Company A was founded in 1959, at a time when small medium-sized businesses did not necessarily enjoy the end holidays at all. Yet, Company A employees were familiar with the Mobile Oil employees' benefits, including the paid leave and the two-day weekends. At the time, when necessary, employees had to negotiate incidental leave with the employers, with no guarantee of the compensation. In other words, the relationship between the employer and the employee was almost purely transactional. In 1974, the Taiwanese government began its decade-long economic development plan, which increased the investment in key industries including manufacturing, electronics, transportation, etc. The subsequent economic boom cemented Taiwan's position as one of the four Asian tigers. In the 1980s, a second generation entered Company A, and the company expanded rapidly in size, while demand for lubricants grew rapidly with the industrial and economic expansion. Tribology remained an exclusive field, situated between the chemical and the mechanical, without the dedicated past toward the recreation-related knowledge. Firms like the Company A had to invest heavily in training and the accumulation of the experienced staff. Economy prosperity also brought competitions for labor, and turnover rates were high. From the example of U.S. the best Mobil Oil, Company A learned that relating employees was the only way to accumulate know-how, in addition to offering the competitive wages. The company focused on how to among its staff increased a sense of identification with the company and with the colleagues. Therefore, ahead of the governmental regulations relating to two-day weekends, the company offered an additional half-day weekend leave and 7 days of the pay leave to all staff in the first year of their employment. Significant efforts were met to promote work-life balance and the rights of the employees to enjoy their leisure time. The 1980s was the period of the rapid growth. At the time, staff were relatively young. As most were a new graduate or recently released from the compulsory military service. The average age was about 30, and the Company A often organized social events with focused on the useful activities such as sports and camping. Several pairs of the colleagues became married to each other and remained on staff after work. In the 1990s, as staff began to have the children, the company's social event gradually turned its focus to family-friendly activities, including the establishing of its children's scholarship and the associate award ceremony at each annual banquet. After 2000, as the various local branches were established, colleagues shared many phone calls but filled in-person meetings. A family sports day was therefore added to the annual banquet. This event comprising a day of the family-friendly games and the dinner banquet, followed by the scholarship, the award became the highlight of the company's social calendar, and brought together the entire staff once a year. In 2020, the 3-year-long COVID-19 pandemic brought an unexpected halt to this tradition. For 3 subsequent years, staff worked from home, or occasionally by repurposing the empty conference rooms as the remote learning classroom, they brought their children to the office. Post the pandemic, the general manager of the company A, who has long placed much emphasized on family participation, considered asking HR to resume this traditional event. Yet, surprisingly, the staff responded to the suggestion with the indifferences. Much the contrary to the original enthusiasm with which these activities were met when they were the first instituted. Furthermore, when examining the rate of the paid leave usage, it was the discovery that staff have been making less use of the paid leave since before the pandemic began, and the rate continues to decline. While a decline in the staff taking paid leave during the pandemic is reasonable, the lack of the reversal in this downward trend and even the absence of the day revenge the holiday after the lifting of the COVID restriction constituted a warning sign of the work-family imbalance. On the surface, of the reduction in paid leave usage seems simple. Firstly, due to heavy workload and the limited workforce, employees may be unable to take the full advantage of the paid leave. Secondly, the revision of the Labor Standards Act in 2016 stipulated that any unused paid leave accrues an additional 100% compensation. As a result, the wage for each unused paid leave day is doubled. This may have become the incentive for colleagues for use the paid leave and subsequent reduction in family time. To solve this problem, the HR manager confederate with various employees who had not met full use of their paid leave to better understand their situations. Through these interviews, HR discovered some circumstances related to the rate of the paid leave usage and explored the potential countermeasures to restore the work-family balance.